Malibu Dan, Malibu Dan, see the monkey take that fatty from your hand. Malibu Dan, Malibu Dan, thought you were going surfing when you jumped in that van. Now you're stoned in the sand with old Malibu Dan.
Ears loving you, buddy.
All right, it is Malibu Dan. It's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Whitman's out. Malibu Dan's in. Nice to see you, dude.
All right, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Yes.
I mean, really, I always enjoy coming in, and I'm sorry, last couple of weeks, I wasn't able to make it.
Always nice to see you, dude.
You're a big
stud. Hey, before we get to you and Nate, we have John Boyle, who is now, I believe, in front of the BET, Black Entertainment Network, with the big WGA strike. Yeah.
It's Writers Guild Strike 2007. At 97.1, the FM talk station's got up-to-the-minute, timely, breaking, pertinent, relevant, electronic, on-the-scene reports. Now, here's your keepers of the commentary, Tim Conway Jr., and insert fill-in host's name here.
All right, John Boyle in front of BET. Is that right, John?
That's right. I'm in front of the BET network. They're holding a writer's strike protest meeting here. It's very powerful here. It's a very powerful area. Everyone is very angry. Here, let me let you hear the strikers.
All right, let's go ahead.
No justice, no peace, no justice, no peace.
See, they're talking about the justice and the peace of residuals for DVDs.
I don't think that's you're at the right building.
What are you talking about? I'm at the BET studios in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it, though. That sounds like a more of a racially charged...
What are you talking about? Listen to them again.
No justice! No peace! No justice!
Get out of here, dude. All right, I don't know where the hell that guy is, but he certainly is not at Black Entertainment Network, and he wasn't at Paramount either.
He's been all over town, hasn't he?
I know. We asked
cruising.
The guy actually had offered, said, "Hey, I'd like to go out and do some stuff for you guys on the streets, the whole Writers Guild thing." And we said, "Great." Then he shows up, and he's all over the place.
Hollywood. I heard the first one. He was at a club.
Yeah, it's at a club in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right, Malibu Dan is with us, and he is very good friends with Nate. Where does Nate fall on your scale of friends?
Nate's my best friend.
All right.
He's the second one in the order.
You have five best.
I have five best friends. I have Mike, my best friend, Nate, my best friend, Jeff, my best friend, John, my best friend,
right.
And of course, Scott, my best friend.
And everybody knows where they are.
Everyone's got their place, and they're pecking order.
You ever switch them around?
There was a time a few years ago when I was pretty upset at Mike, and I was really into Nate. You know, we'd
everybody
go surfing.
Moved up?
So everyone moved up a scale. Mike fell back, but then, you know, you pass
like
things
a
out.
Child. So, all right, and what is the story with you and Nate? You've been writing songs together, right?
Well, Nate and I grew up together in OC.
All right.
Of course, I moved on. He's a little bit older than me, but I moved on, and he stayed with his mom.
All right.
And, you know, it's a big house, and he's kind of got his own private entrance, and he lives up on a hill, so he's got a basement and that kind of fun stuff.
And he lives in a basement.
Right.
Okay.
And we just got irie a lot together, and we wrote songs, and we went into business together a while ago, and he screwed me, and I left him, and then I got calls from some people that wanted to do some stuff with my material, and
right.
He caught word of it, and he got upset at me, and, you know, whatever. It's kind of like a relationship, and we always fight, but we have created some new stuff, and we're going at it again.
This guy's like a real crazy guy, though, right?
I wouldn't say that to him. I wouldn't say that to him at all. No, crazy, no. He's not crazy by any means. He's just different.
Okay. All right, let's
talk. No, I'm saying, like, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Nate, how are you, sir?
You know, I can hear everything you're saying.
Hey, Nate.
I'm sorry?
This is a weirdo guy. I mean, I hear everything you're saying. It's like, you know, come on.
Well, hey, listen, Nate.
Did you hear what you said when you were going to introduce me? Oh, this guy, he's really a loser and da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right. But, Nate, are there any other radio stations or TV stations putting you on to publicize your material?
I haven't really tried.
Yeah, I guess not, right?
You know,
so please.
I'm sure.
I talked to you this
around.
Afternoon, and you said you were cool. You weren't pissed. You were in a good mood.
Then I hear this introduction. I'm like, hey, come on.
All right. Well, let's just get into your relationship with Malibu Dan.
I remember when I was best when he was mad at Mike. I do remember that.
For how long?
It was couple of months.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
We had fun, huh, buddy?
It was kind of cool, yeah.
I understand through Malibu Dan, you worked at a pumpkin patch this year?
Yeah.
And what was the deal there? You applied for it. You got the job. You were very excited. And you sold pumpkins and put kids on rides?
Well, I put kids on pumpkins and I sold pumpkins.
Oh, you did? All right. But there were no rides. There was a low end?
There was no real rides. I mean, there was big pumpkins, you know, that the little kids could sit on.
Yeah, but Malibu Dan went by and he said he saw you. And don't try to deny us, but he saw you cleaning up the horse crap from the little pony ride.
It's true, Nate.
I was sweeping. I mean, so what? Who doesn't sweep?
But you were sweeping up horse ass.
Well, so what? I mean, it's like cigarette butts, but bigger.
Okay.
No way.
You got me there, I guess so. He also said that you didn't know for the first couple of years that you guys were working together that he was Jewish, and you used to always use that term, like when you went to Coco's or when you guys went to, you know, Denny's, that you'd always say, let's try to, you know, like, Jew him down.
I knew he was Jewish. Everybody knew he was Jewish. He was so Jewish. It was like...
You never used that term around him?
I don't think so. I mean, unless, you know, it was for fun.
No, you have. I mean, it's okay. I didn't mind at the time.
I mean, it was just because I knew you were Jewish, not because I didn't know you were Jewish.
All right. It's not very common.
Danny, you know what? This will be a good time for us to finish that movie we were writing with the Writers Guild strike and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How far along are you on the movie?
Well, this guy, we had this great idea called Junk in the Trunk.
Right.
And it was about this girl who, like, lived at auto shows. And I wrote all the stuff, but I don't know anything about auto shows. And Danny was going to help. But
he was going to put it on.
Danny.
Right. But how much of the auto show did you need to know? I mean, there's cars there.
It's the whole setting and stuff. So I just kind of, you know, etched it in,
right.
You know, all the story and everything.
How's living with Mom?
She's great.
Yeah?
Especially tonight. It's Dancing with the Stars tonight. She's in front of heaven.
Oh, she's in front of the TV?
Well, not now. She's still voting, I think.
And she's a big fan of that show.
She loves that
Who's
show.
Left?
I know she votes against Marie.
Marie Osmond.
Yeah, she does not like Marie Osmond.
She thought that, did she think the passing out was fake?
She laughed. She just laughed. You know, for a second, she thought she was dead, and she was so happy.
Oh, Jesus.
She had a run-in with her a couple of years ago to some beauty parlor thing. I forget what it was. But
you guys still smoking weed together?
Well.
We do.
Once in a while. You know, he's got marital problems, so that takes up a lot of his time.
What does he tell you his marital problems are?
Well, I speak to his wife quite a bit, you know.
Sarah?
She's a good friend.
They're good friends.
How often do you speak to Sarah?
Once or twice a day.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, she calls on breaks and stuff, and, you know, she likes to vent.
Really?
She likes to vent?
You know,
to you?
What'd she say to you?
Oh, Danny this, Danny that, flip-flops, you know, cutoffs, this and that.
What do you mean?
You know, she just complains about the little things, you know, that I can go, I know what you're talking about. Just wants somebody to, you know, lean on in a way, I guess.
Why did you ever defend me? Because I know that when we talk about it.
I do defend you when she gets real, you know, I'm going to leave him and this and that. I go, hey. Yep.
But she married flip-flops and shorts. She knew what she was getting into.
But she, at the time, I said to her, you know, that's going to grow tired. And, you know, I guess it has.
All right. Hey, Dan tells me you bought a pet rat after watching Ratatouille.
I didn't buy it. I just...
You caught it. You caught it.
All right, I caught it.
But you have it in a cage and you get like the whole...
Not anymore. Rudy made me throw it away.
All right. And by the way, do me a favor. You know, you're the only guy who's ever returned prizes to us. You sent us back.
Don't even pretend. You know, I mean, the John Lovitz DVD.
Right.
Best of John Lovitz, which is like 1 minute and I'm done. You know, it's like, and that was when you promised me tickets to the sex show.
Didn't you get those?
No.
All right.
Got the John Lovitz DVD. And then I was supposed to go see some. I forget who it was, some concert, and you sent me Carlos Mencia tickets.
Yeah, did you see that?
No, I sent them back. I don't even want to watch that show on TV.
You know, you're sort of rude about this whole thing.
Yeah, we don't get anybody. And you know what? When I was talking to Nate today, and I was on the three-way with Dan, all Nate kept asking was, what am I going to get tonight? What's the prize? What's the prize?
Because I know it's kind of like a tease that just never comes through.
All right, we're going to give you Sicko out on DVD.
All right.
You know who Michael Moore is?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it's this hilariously scathing indictment of America's healthcare system.
Yeah, you can say it, but I know it's not going to come to my door. And
then we're also going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to the Home Improvement show.
All right.
God only knows why you'd need that, because you're not doing anything to that.
I can serve certainly use some improvements, you know.
All right.
Especially the way you describe where I live. He lives in a basement. He's such a loser.
Well, you do live in a basement.
It's a basement.
Man.
Yeah, but a basement's nice if it's finished.
Did you get in a fist fight with the pool man?
It wasn't a fist fight. I asked him to please turn down the pool suction thing because it's just annoying.
Right, but Dan said something about the tablets. He stole something of yours, or you stole something of his?
Oh, yeah. He tried to climb over the fence and steal the tablets, like, late at night.
What tablets?
You know, the bleach tablets. And he steals them, and then he says, oh, you're all out of tablets, Mrs.
It's the little things that really bug Nate.
You know, it's just like, I could hear him climbing over the fence, too. I was like, what? And I saw him. I saw, like, his foot come over, and I was like, what?
And all of a sudden he was there?
Yeah.
And what was he doing? He's just taking the tab.
He's just like, oh, I'm counting them. Like, no, you're not. They're in your pockets and stuff. And this way, when things empty, then we got to get more tablets.
What a low-end guy.
They're expensive. You know, just puts them on the bill, like, and it's like, wait, you shouldn't have more tablets. There's 100 out there.
Now, you got another job at a gas station. You got fired again?
It wasn't a gas station. It was a AM/PM.
Brian, what happened to you?
I fell asleep.
In the booth?
I was behind the counter, and I had... You know, put some stuff in front of the door so it looked like we were closed.
Right.
Because I had a headache.
Right.
And I took some Excedrin PMs, and I fell asleep.
Oh, you took Excedrin PM before work?
No, at work.
Oh, that was a good idea.
Because they haven't, you know, right at the store.
Supposed to be open 24 hours, and he shut it down.
Whoa, sue me.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a nut. All right, also, I heard that you used your mom's credit card for online gambling. You're playing poker online?
That was so long ago. You can't gamble in the United States anymore online.
Yeah, but before it was illegal, you use your mom's credit. You're living at home in your mom's basement.
I won quite a bit of money.
Yeah, but did you pay her back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you're comfortable at your mom's place. I mean, you have your mom's old flower sheets
like
on your bed.
It's kind of like my own place.
Wait.
Got his mom's old flower sheets on his bed.
So, is that true?
Well, I never bought my own sheets, so I guess they're my mom's, but so what? I mean, but they're not all flowers. Some of them are like just triangles and diamonds.
No, they're flowers.
No, but Dan said your mom has a king-size bed, you have a twin bed, and you just take her sheets and wrap it up so they're always like undone. And
I'm just one person. My mom sleeps with Rudy.
And also he says when the sheets aren't clean, you just sleep nude right on top of the mattress?
When do you even talk about this stuff? It's like, hey, what's up? Oh, you know, Nate sleeps nude on flowered sheets. I mean, what's wrong with you people? Come on.
Talk about something important.
Like, you know, I don't know, whatever's important, but not that.
All right, but you also tell chicks that you have a Yamaha and to impress them, and then they come over to your house, and you're like, ha-ha, it's just my mom's piano. You thought it was a motorcycle?
Yeah.
You've done that?
That's kind of a funny joke.
Yeah, but it's just so lame. It's just
They're not really impressed because they just see me walking, you know, and then it's like, hey, where's your Yamaha? Oh, look, it says Yamaha right there. They laugh. Funny.
All right. But is it true or not that if the sheets are dirty, you'll sleep nude on top of the mattress?
I don't sleep nude.
Well, why does Dan tell me this then? I mean,
I don't know. He's just...
You do.
He's
I mean, I
make it sound like he's got interesting friends. I guess I don't know.
It's not
that interesting. Hello.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Danny. Hey. Not that interesting to talk. I don't talk about, you know. Oh, Danny wears this or that.
All right, Malibu
flip flops. I guess I do.
Malibu Dan is with us. Also, his best friend Nate, and they're writing partners. They write songs together. Zero success. Not that creative.
We've had some success. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you sell?
Good. What was that?
You sold the...
We had some nibbles.
No, but what was that song that you sang about the...
The burger?
Burger Boy.
Oh, yeah, Burger Boy, yeah.
How's that go?
If you like Burger Boy.
If you like beef, you're sure to enjoy...
Spending some time with Burger Boy.
And you sold that?
Yeah, we sold it on spec, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it never went to production, but
no.
Someone did buy the rights from it for
nibbles,
us.
Yeah.
All right. Now, your mom's boyfriend has left because you're living in the house?
No, not that I mean, he was here for dinner tonight. I mean, he's upstairs as far as I can hear him walking around.
But he's got his own place, too. He just comes by?
Well, he's always had his own place because he's got, you know, six or seven brothers and sisters.
Yeah, but Dan says he spends a lot of time at his own place now.
Hello? Danny, you watching my mom's bedroom window or what?
We've always talked about how pretty your mom is. We always have.
Yeah, my mom's real pretty, so what?
Yeah. Well,
she walks around with see-through crap on, and she's in her 50s.
Oh, here we go with the flesh-colored body stocking. You know what? My mom wears regular clothes. Sometimes she exercises in a flesh-colored body stocking.
Oh, Bubba.
She's very in shape. She's really in shape.
Really in shape. She's really together. She's got a lot of different wigs. And
your friends are hot for your mom?
Not that I know of. I mean, they don't say it to me. Except
Dan says she's very attractive.
She's very. You know what? His mom was always one of the moms. You know, we all had a
Valentine in a way.
Yeah, so, we've all had friends that had moms that were, you know, really good looking. You know, you've had. I don't know, Tim. You grew up with one of your groups where, you know, the mom is really good looking. Yeah, that's Nate's mom. Like, we're like, ooh, let's go to your house. Your mom's really pretty.
All right. Also, you got pissed off at your mom's boyfriend. Because he ate the bacon that you bought?
Why are you writing my biography?
Dude, you know what? I don't know why you come on, because you just get so pissed.
Because I don't think we're going to talk about my mom's underwear. You know, every time.
Listen, I know you don't buy groceries for the house. You live there and you leech off your mom.
I sometimes buy groceries.
But Dan said you bought like 2 pounds of bacon at Ralph's. They had buy one, get one free.
Yeah, buy one, get one free, yeah.
And you bought Parmesan bacon.
Right.
And that he had friends over, and they were watching the game, and they cooked up like both pounds and wiped them out. They had BLTs, or whatever.
Look, I was angry for a minute, you know, and then I was like, "All right, you can buy some more bacon, Rudy," and he did.
Yeah,
and
all right, that's his name.
Microwave kind, which is even actually better for me, you know.
And you can make it downstairs using your microwave.
Yeah, it's just microwaves, and it comes out real good. It's expensive, too. It's more
all
expensive.
Right. And now, Dan says you got a Craigslist ad out there for a roommate. You're looking for a roommate? Who's going to get the roommate money? Is it going to be you or your mom?
That was just a joke to scare Rudy. It was not. I don't even reply to the ads anymore, you know.
Right. But I see you as like a really dirty guy down in the basement
I'm
on
totally
Craigslist.
Clean. I'm totally clean. What are
but
you
I mean,
talking
you're just
about?
Like you're like nude on your mom's sheets.
Yeah, I'm filthy. I'm covered in dirt. I got rats peeing on me 24 hours, and I'm nude right now. I'm laying on my all right. Is that what you want to hear?
He's actually not a very bad looking guy. He's not a bad looking guy. He's just a little overweight.
I'm not dirty at all. I'm totally clean.
Yeah.
I'm way more clean than Danny. I'd take a sniff over there, man.
Hey, leave me out of it.
I'm just saying.
He's drilling you now.
Hey, when you're banging chicks in that basement, can your mom hear you from upstairs?
I doubt it. I'm not, you know, unless they're screaming, which sometimes they are, with happiness. You know what I'm saying?
Screaming with joy.
You still dating that fat chick?
Yeah, I see her. You know, she's not just a fat chick. She's also a nice person.
Is that the one that had a bucket of KFC in each hand and tumbled down the stairs?
She slipped coming out.
Why are you out of breath? Why are you so out of air? Why is it frustrating?
I'm not out of breath. I'm just like sighing like, you know, like, oh, this again. She was in the bathroom. She came out of the bathroom. She grabbed the 2 buckets of chicken and she slipped.
Oh, okay.
She didn't fall down the steps.
Ah, but she couldn't just eat one bucket and then go back for
she
the next?
She picked them up because they were dead, been delivered, and they were just at the bottom of the steps. So she picked them up. She slipped.
She went down.
Her little chicken was ruined. I mean, we still had a great time.
And you guys like eating chicken down there?
Well, yeah, she likes buckets of chicken. I'm not crazy about
what
it.
What did she get from KFC?
She gets the, you know, a plain, you know, not extra crispy, what do you call it?
Original?
She likes original, and she likes the legs.
She does. Leg woman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Also, the guy who comes to your house to spray for bugs tells your mom he ain't coming by anymore because most of the bugs are coming from the basement, coming from your joint.
Now, how would you even hear that? I was like,
Malibu Dan, dude.
Bug gossip. I don't know. I never heard of that. I know the guy that sprays for bugs got quite a few complaints because he was spraying it right into the window.
Oh, I see. All right.
And that caused quite a bit of...
But he didn't know you were living in the basement. He was spraying it in the basement window?
I was screaming, you're spraying it right in the window! You know, but they got the headphones on because I don't know, they listen to YouTube or whatever you listen to. You know,
they listen to what?
They need to listen to
YouTube?
You know, Walkman, I mean.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, dude, you're a mess, but can you hold on?
Oh, yeah, why not for
all
more
right.
of this?
All right, hold on one sec. Nate is with us. If you'd like to talk to Nate.
I really love him. I do.
I tell you, it makes everybody feel better about their lives after talking to this clown.
Yeah, I've known him going on more than 20 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, he's living in his basement with his mom. I guess his mom lives in the basement, too, or she lives
upstairs? No. It's a two-story house with a basement because it's on a hill.
This guy's mom's old stained flower sheets on his bed.
It smells like mothballs because she's older now.
What a mess your friend is. All right, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. 888-520-9710. Malu Dan joins us in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Whitman will be back tomorrow. We'll be on KCAL on Wednesday at 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30. And Nate joins us on the phone, Malu Dan's friend who writes music. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Malu Dan joins us. Brian and Whitman will be back tomorrow night.
It's good to be here,
always
Tim.
Nice to see you, dude.
I think that mousetrap just got me.
Damn it. Mice in
here. Jesus.
Don't wear flip-flops in the studio.
Well, now my foot's hurt.
All right. Nate is on the phone. Your best.
He's my best friend.
Best?
No,
best friend.
Best tooth bests.
All right. Two best friends.
Hey, Nate.
Hey.
Welcome back, Nate.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I understand when the bug guy came to spray your house and he sprayed in the basement, you were sleeping,
right?
And you woke up to him spraying bug spray on your back?
It was actually on the side of my head and down the side of my body.
Jesus Christ. Did you take a shower immediately?
Immediately.
Did you run upstairs to shower?
Oh, I got a shower down here.
Yeah, he said it doesn't really work. It takes you an hour to get hot water down there.
It's fine.
You don't care?
Works great.
You got to run it for a while. Then you slide in about half an hour in.
How do farts get out of that room?
How do farts get out of anywhere?
Well, there's no windows there, dude.
There's windows.
Not real windows. You got that one where the guy sprays bugs.
What if you're in a room with the door closed and you fart? I mean, does it go somewhere?
I don't know, dude.
Probably just goes to the ceiling or something.
And you got a sticker on your card that says "Songwriters do it with a pen." I mean, that's so lame. I don't even know what it means.
It means, I don't know what it means either, but it came out of a songwriter magazine.
And you put it on your car?
Yeah, so what?
It's just, I mean, there's
what do you got on your car? Oh, my kid's number one? Or?
Nah, dude, don't start with me with my car. There's no end to, like, how low your life is. I mean,
look at every car. I mean, you see cars have stickers on them. I mean, so what? You know, people go to Disneyland. They put a sticker on it. They go to the Knott's Berry Farm. They put a sticker on it. Their kid gets some award. They put a sticker on it. They get something out of Songwriter magazine. They put a sticker on it.
But you subscribe to which magazine?
Songwriter.
And what is that for?
I think it's for songwriters. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but what's in there?
Just information about the business and, you know.
People ripping you off?
Tips and stuff.
It's actually helped us a lot.
You know, just interesting.
Yeah. Also, I guess, you know, living in the basement, you have the freedom to leave any, like, bad job for your art, right?
Well, I have quite a bit of money from my inheritance, you know.
And what did you pitch to the old to the Style Network? This old basement, or what was that model or home improvement show?
It was Anyone Can Live in a Basement.
That's what it was called?
Yeah. And it was for people to, you know, encouraging people to use their basements for living.
How about my mom thinks I'm a lazy leech. Have you written that show?
My mom does not think I'm a lazy leech, so I wouldn't know how to write it. Maybe you could write it.
Ah, that's a good comeback.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's always a good comeback when you say, no, I didn't do it. Maybe you did it.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, what about you?
Something like that.
Is it you do that a lot?
If it's appropriate.
All right. All right, Nate is with
us. You know what appropriate means? It's kind of a long word.
Yeah, no, I got it, dude. All right, Nate is with us. He has... And also, you have the system you have in your house is Atari? Your game player? Yeah, you okay?
I don't use that. That's so old. Just so what am I supposed to do with it?
You know,
it's just sitting there. I don't use it.
Hey, Nate, people with allergies and other breathing problems shouldn't live in basements to begin with.
I don't have a breathing problem. I'm just, like, sighing, like, for effect.
He's heavy, Tim.
Is he?
I'm not that heavy.
What are you up to right now?
I'm 175 or something.
No, Danny says you've never seen.
He's good.
You saw 175 for about 2 days.
My waist is 36.
In passing it.
All right, my waist is 36.
His waist is 42.
My waist is 36. What, do you tape measure me while I'm nude on my sheets at night?
But he says you don't own a single pair of underwear?
I do so. I own, like, a ton of underwear.
He said you're never in them. Dude, you're always with your balls out.
Danny, I think you're talking about yourself.
All right.
Well,
I mean, have you seen him in his shorts? You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff showing there that you don't want to see when he sits down.
All right, Nate is with us. Malu Dan's
I'm clean. I have underwear on. I'm not nude. I mean, everything's cool.
All right.
Except, the way you describe it.
All right, let's talk to, Jack in Chino Hills. You're on with Malibu Dan, and Nate joins us.
Awesome, man. I've been waiting for you guys to bring Nate back for a long time.
Yeah, he's the best, huh?
Hey, Nate, I think you should seriously move out with Jerry, dude, because he's living at his mom's house, too. You guys should get a room together.
You can't hear him?
Oh.
Oh, wait. Why can't he hear him? All right.
Hello?
Yeah, Jack?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. All right, hold on one sec. Hold on, dude. Let me see if we can. How about that? Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, can you guys hear me now?
I can hear him.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Hey, I've been waiting for you guys to bring Nate back for a while.
Oh.
Hey, I think, Nate, you should move out with Jerry, man.
Oh, we heard that part of it.
He's living at his mom's house, too,
I don't know.
All right, why else are you calling?
Also, since winter is coming up, it's time to switch up your summer robe to the winter robe. I just want to remind you of that.
You can do that?
It has already been done.
Like, all right, when does
days ago. I put it in the wash. It's already been done.
All right, so you're out of your shorty robe.
They're both kind of short, but one's real heavy terry.
And that's in style
now? That's the winter. I don't wear it for style. I mean, I'm not parading around for photographs. I'm just wearing it because it's cold.
What happens to the the see-through shorty robe?
Put it in the drawer.
And stays there till?
I need it.
April?
More
never been washed.
Never gets hot. It's been washed.
It's never been washed.
I'm so clean. I mean, Danny, come on. You know you smell.
Are you sitting on your bed right now?
I'm standing up right now.
Are you near the washer or dryer?
Yes, but my mom's not washing her wigs tonight, so I'm sorry you're not going to get sound effects.
Oh, she's not washing her wigs, huh?
No, I'm telling you, it's Dancing with the Stars night. It's a whole big thing, and now she's going to watch the rerun of I Love New York.
Does she wear a wig while she watches that show?
She wears a wig all the time. I mean, what's she supposed to do? Walk around in her old hair? I mean, she takes it off when she showers and stuff. I mean, she's really clean. My mom's totally clean. But, she likes wigs. Doesn't like her own hair.
All right. But she's in good health?
Excellent.
All right. Because I heard that, that she's so stressed out that her son's living in the basement that...
My mom loves me so much. My mom would never want me to move out. You know that, Danny.
It's true.
My
it's
mom
very
loves me.
True.
Like I'm like her man around the house. I mean, what if Rudy starts beating her up? Who's she gonna call?
He doesn't even stay the night at like Buddy's house. Like if we're
is that right?
Yeah, like if we're partying and he drinks, he'll always taxi at home or some way get home. He won't ever stay the night
my
anymore.
My mom likes me to be in the house just in case,
All right, Malibu Dan's with us. Nate, his best friend who lives in his mom's basement.
In his own basement too.
All right, dude. Hey, now did you you picked up cigarettes?
Yeah, what about it?
You're smoking in the basement?
Oh, I always kind of smoked.
And but does mom smoke?
Yeah.
You guys smoke the same kind?
If I don't have any, I will, or vice versa. But otherwise, she smokes Marlboro 100s.
Right.
And I smoke Parliament.
And you sit there and smoke in the basement?
Why not?
Ah, but
you have this thing like there's no air in the basement. Farts stay, clouds in the air, smoke doesn't go away. Everything goes away. It's just like a regular room.
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen the joint, but I can't imagine it's a healthy environment.
You got to check it out. He's got a drain in the very middle of the room.
It's so nice. I mean, it's like it's such a cool pad. I mean,
dude, you're a pig.
There's linoleum and everything's cool. Wood paneling.
All right. Nate is with us. Can you hold on, dude?
Yeah,
we're gonna send you a gift.
Yeah, I heard.
All right, hold on, dude. All right, Nate is with us. Malibu Dan joins us as well. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Nate is Malibu Dan's best friend, and this is quite a crew, man. You just heard us describe his living quarters and his life over the last half hour.
It's actually not that bad.
Didn't it make you feel better about your own life?
Oh yeah, I've always compared myself to Nate growing up.
But you're not this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He is that guy.
He's that guy. You know, that character that we're describing, that's him. That's all him.
And all his friends have really tried. I mean, we really have tried. Yeah. Truly tried.
All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Whitman's out. Malibu Dan's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman's out, but Malibu Dan is with us. Nice to see you, Malibu.
Oh, it's good to see you, Junior. Thanks for having me.
And his friend Nate, the troll,
Nitto.
Lives under a house.
Nitto.
Hey,
living under a house, huh, my brother? Hey, how long you been living under your mom's house?
It's my house too, forever.
I mean, but how? When did you take the basement? When did you?
I guess it was like, I don't know, 16 years ago.
What?
It's weird when you think about how many years it is.
Wow. It's been down there for a long time.
And well, you've been in that basement 16 years.
Well, yeah, when he first got it, it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. It's still totally cool.
Well, we're just sort of over it now, Nate.
But when a guy comes over to fix the heater, Dan says, you know, you got to be up. Sometimes you try to sleep while they're fixing the heater or the air conditioner down there, whatever they're doing. And they're always freaked out that you're living down there.
They're always like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Nah, that's not what he says, dude.
Well, that's what they say to my face, at least.
Yeah, but they always said, you know, they try to get out of there pretty quick. You got, you know, the...
Well, they want to stay in the basement. They're working. I mean, they want to get out and, you know, get back in the truck.
Yeah, but sometimes they're working in there and they come early and you're still sleeping. Don't you feel like a loser?
No, I feel like, whoa, you're here early. I'll get up. It's right over here, whatever it is you're here to fix.
All right.
I'm going to go upstairs. I'll see you when you're done. Something like that.
All right. Rob in Buena Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Timmy, you big stud.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man. All I have to say is, why isn't this guy on the payroll?
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
I mean, I've been laughing my A off for the last 30 minutes.
Come on.
It is just unbelievable. Nate.
It's a compliment, Nate.
Nate.
That's what I'm saying. Right on. Let's get some payroll going.
Nate, you need to have a TV program, or you need to be writing a TV program or something. You are a funny mother effer.
Hey, thanks, man.
Wow,
I mean, funny. Funny.
Thanks,
and
man.
Danny, I love you, buddy.
Oh, loving you, buddy.
One love, brother. One love.
Excellent. All right, buddy. We'll try to get him on the payroll.
Hey, Nate, should we get
that? Payroll. I can't even get a friggin', you know, correct prize.
All right, dude. We'll get you. All you do is come. You know, every time we have you on,
well, I just bring it up because you promised me one thing, and then you know I always get the heartache.
Dude, every time we have you on, all we do is promote you. We promote your business.
Promote me? Do you hear what you say about me? It's like,
what?
Play it back when you get home. You know, I know.
I'm not going to play it back, dude. But listen, we promote you. We celebrate your music with Dan.
Celebrate
the friendship.
Like, whoa, I'm like a friggin'. You celebrate me like a pinata. Hit me around and stuff.
Andy in West L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dog, listen. I love you, and I love your dad. Your dad was the king, baby.
Thank you. Still alive.
Mrs. O'Higgins.
No past. No past tense.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Very, very healthy.
First, I want to know how Dan's doing.
I'm great, man. I'm doing really well. Thanks.
So what have you been up to?
Smoking weed.
Smoking dope, dude. Surfing.
No. Come on. You're not on good terms with Sarah. What's going on? You're not working or what?
No, life is great, man. It's Yeah, it's good.
Kicking ass.
Yeah, dude. I'm doing really well. Thanks.
You can check out his website.
Yeah, MalibuDan.com. buy that domain name for me, would you, while you're on there?
All right, Nate, we got to get out of here, dude.
Oh, man, I'm so happy to go.
Right. Hey, Nate, are we meeting up this weekend?
It's up to you. You know where I live.
All right,
we're going to send you home improvement tickets.
Okay, all right. I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
I'm going to tell my mom about it tomorrow. So
at Angel Stadium.
What?
Angel Stadium.
All right.
You can drive down there?
I'm sure I can find it, yeah.
All right, buddy. All right. Thank you for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
See you, Nate.
There he goes. First caller right now gets Nate's prizes because we're not going to send it to him. He hates him.
But I got to deal with it.
A family 4-pack of tickets to the Home Improvement Show. It's going on November 9th, 10th, and 11th at Angel Stadium. Why go running around when you can see all the supplies in one place? 520-9710. The second person is going to get Sicko out tomorrow on DVD from the Weinstein Company and Genius Products. Own Michael Moore's hilariously scathing indictment of America's healthcare system.
Ooh. Sounds like a hoot.
Sounds like a fun evening. All right, 520-9070. Second caller gets that sicko. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.